Welcome to the Culture of Care Show. Today, I'm going to talk to you about the simple three-step strategy that you can use to connect deeper with people on your sales calls or really people in general. So without further ado, let's jump in and talk about why we want to forge a deeper connection and really where the sort of industry goes wrong. And I think one of the biggest problems in the industry right now in the way sales is taught and even in communication in general is we don't necessarily go do anything but try to push into the pain. So when you try to push the pain and push the pain and push the pain, you get people into a state of mind to where they start to become frantic and they start to be unable to actually make their own decisions and they become unable to actually come to a decision. So you get, I want to think about it a lot. And I think this right here is a fatal flaw that many business coaches teach in sales and a lot of sales trainers. And I think it sets you up for failure right off the bat because the old adage of if they cry, they buy, I think is dead wrong. And we need to shift our focus and our mindset to understand that it's not just about digging to the pain. It's not just about making people cry. And I think if that's your only strategy, it's not only an unethical strategy, but it's a strategy to where people are going to make decisions they're not ready for. And because of that, they're going to regret those decisions. So then what happens? Well, down the line, you start to get refund requests. You start to get people who get cold feet because they made a decision that they weren't ready to make. And so we need to step up our game and be better human beings in the process of sales and in the process of enrolling people into programs. If we can't do that, well, then we have no business coaching people. And so when I look at this, it comes down to three major sort of levels. And the first piece that we want to look at is creating what I call the level 5 listening environment. And so this isn't just like digging for the pain. This isn't just waiting for people to say things so you can ask things back. This is stepping outside of your own mind and trying to step inside the brain and the patterns of what the person you're talking to is thinking about. And so you're probably wondering what that means. And so what that means is I have my own beliefs and my own values that I grew up with. And the world that I see was created based on those beliefs and values. But the person I'm talking to next to me has an entirely different world that they created in their brain. And their beliefs and values are much different than mine. And so when we step into level 5 listening, what we do is we remove our own internal bias. We remove the way we see the world. And we step into the mind and start to think about how this person grew up, what happened as a kid, what happened as they got older, what happened throughout their life, how did the life that they have today create the world that they perceive now? And if I can understand that, then I can start to ask more impactful questions. I can start to ask more powerful questions, and I can start to dive deep into understanding really what makes this person tick. And so what happens in that scenario? Well, when you're able to establish level 5 listening with people, or what I call empathetic listening, you're able to ask them questions that really emphasize what they're feeling. And when you can really bring about the feelings that they have internally, and you can bring about and really hone it in better than they can, you develop instant rapport and trust. So yes, you're moving into the pain, but you're deeper than the pain. You're understanding what we call the core belief. And if you've ever been through talk therapy or anything like that, trying to discover and understand the core belief is one of the main principles to being able to recognize that something is happening and to work through triggers as they manifest and present themselves. And so when we look at this in terms of the sales strategy, level 5 listening, now once we do this, it allows us to move into step 2, which is what I call connecting the dots. And so once we can step into their brain, once we can start to really speak to them deeper than what they're speaking to themselves, and once we can really establish this level five listening, well, then what happens is now we can connect the dots to the past. We can connect the dots to the patterns of behaviors they've established throughout their life that are forcing them to unintentionally self-sabotage, that are forcing them to not be successful. And ultimately, when we're able to do this, we start to bring about the real problems, and we start to go deeper than the pain, because now we've not only established what's going on, we've established what's wrong, but we've established the patterns of behavior that are preventing success. And so what happens when someone learns about this in their, and typically a better way to put this is a lot of people don't know and understand that these patterns exist. So When we bring these patterns to light, when we help them understand that these patterns exist, and when we help them see the real reason why change hasn't been something they've been able to obtain, and when we can connect that back to the past, and when we can connect the dots through our level five listening, we move the frame of mind from the problem to, I've never thought about it this way, to what can I do now, to, well, what would you say that I should do? And so we've essentially moved someone from this sort of like sales philosophy of digging into the pain into moving the philosophy of understanding and reflecting on their thoughts and beliefs and helping change and realign those thoughts and beliefs to a much bigger picture. And so this is essentially us chunking up to a much bigger problem and then us redefining the problem to the real problem at hand and then helping someone understand what's actually happening and what's preventing success. And that, if you can create that in your conversations, that puts you on a level where you're 100 times higher than anyone else, because now you're in a position to where you've helped someone recognize a scenario that they didn't even know existed. You've helped them redefine and understand the problem at a deeper level. You've helped them move to a place to where now they recognize why success has escaped their grasp for so long. And now you've moved this person into a place to where they see you as a leader. They see you as someone worth following, and they see you as someone who really understands and gets them. And so what does this do? Well, this moves them into a place to where they want to connect with you, where they want your help, and where they really need, and they feel like you're the only one who can provide the help, because you're the only one who's been able to put them in this mindset to where they can actually see the difference. They can see where they've headed, where they've been, and they really see a new possible future and a new scenario. And this leads into the next piece, though. We can't take this lightly. If someone ends up in this position and they want help, we need to be able to move into what I call my third piece here, and what I call be a challenging leader. So if someone says, wow, I need this. Wow, I really need to work with you. Wow, this sounds great. How do we get started? Well, we want to challenge that a little bit. I say, well, yeah, it might sound pretty good. And so why do you think it sounds good? What makes you want to get started? And they're going to tell you and explain it. And so they're selling themselves to you on why they need it now. And you need to be at this point listening to understand and really make a decision as to whether or not it does make sense to help this human being. Because we need to make ethical decisions in who we can enroll in our programs and who can buy what we're putting out to be able to get the best results possible for these people. If you want your success rate to be 95% or higher, 97% or higher, or as close to 100% as possible, well, then you have to be able to enroll the people that you can actually help. You can't just focus on enrolling anybody with two legs, anybody who can breathe. You need to focus on who has the problems I can specifically solve and who's in a state of mind and position right now to be able to create the change they need in their lives. And do I have the infrastructure to create that connection for this person? If so, then you can move forward and really work with them and obviously change their lives and create this new dynamic. And so when we think about the simple three-step strategy to connect deeper with people on calls and in our sales processes, number one is creating that level five listening. Number two is connecting the dots. And number three is be that challenging leader. All of these come together to create powerful, compassionate conversations to where people feel like we're actually there to help them. To where people feel like we actually care about their future. To where people start seeing a new problem. To where people start seeing the bigger problem at hand. To where we can reframe the problem into a new environment and a new scenario and connect the dots to the past and show them why they haven't been able to be successful, and then help them understand that it's not going to change. Because as humans, we're creatures of habit. We're creatures of pattern. To be able to break a pattern, first you must recognize that a pattern exists. Then you have to learn how to be present in the moment that the pattern starts to manifest and present itself. Only then can you create change. And this is how we connect deeper with people in our conversations. And remember, this kind of stuff works in your everyday life as well. If you want to have deeper, more meaningful conversations with people, you have to move into that level five listening environment. You can't get offended when someone says something you don't understand. You have to be able to ask questions to understand to a deeper level what they mean and why they're saying it. Because you have to understand the model of the world they live in, and we have to recognize that their model is different than ours. And most importantly, we have to be able to understand that that's okay. It's okay to have a different model. And finally, we have to be able to recognize that there is no right or wrong. There is no yes or no. There is the model that we've created from our environment, our past, and the world we've grown up in. And then there's the model that every other person has. And if we can respect that and step into those models and dig to understand those models, we can have some of the most powerful conversations with people you could ever imagine. So I hope this was helpful. If you enjoyed this podcast, just leave me a review, give me a 5-star review and screenshot and share it with me. I love to hear from people who listen to the show. If you want to get a new piece of value I put out, it's called the 9-step framework to creating compassion conversations. Just go to 9step.cultureofcare.life. That's 9step.cultureofcare.life. All right. I will see you all next time.